Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link show on 101.9 High FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Certainly trying to put a smile on my face on this beautiful Thursday when it really does feel like, yeah, the world is just in a very interesting place. Our ability to listen to people, to engage in conversation, to hold differing opinions, just seems to become more and more difficult. And so I think that, you know, we do live in a society when things are seeming to become more and more polarized. And then it's been a great week. I've had a few interactions with Rabbi David Macinta, and you know, the initiative, and I helped him out with a voice with the initiative of a ripple effect. And it really got me thinking about that. And it got me thinking about the responsibility that each one of us has in the world. And that we are, it is so hard, you know, when you go onto social media and everyone has a differing opinion, and some opinions can be hurtful and can be triggering, and we can be in such a reactive state. And then again, there's the polarized, and this is my opinion, and I cannot listen to or hold your opinion in any way. And I think that because of the way we're living, it's getting more and more to have those open-minded conversations. So going back to this ripple effect, this idea that you can do one good thing, you can be a person who makes the change. I just get this feeling more and more. And also the campaign is Be Kind. I just get this feeling more and more and more in a world where we feel like there is so much happening, where we have so little control. And I think I've mentioned this many times, but I just cannot stress this enough, that we are required to be the light, that we have to be the ones to stand up and be what we want others to be. And hopefully that will have the ripple effect, that the light within us will ripple out and affect everyone else. Because if we are in a reactive mode and at the effect of everyone else and everything else, I just don't know where we're going to hit. I don't know where it's going to end. You know, and just whether you heard or not, this young Charlie Kirk who was assassinated last night, whether you agreed with what he said or whether you didn't, he had a mission, and his mission was to speak his truth, and to be killed for that. Wow, this is what it's come to. So yeah, I woke up this morning and just more and more and more this ripple effect. What are you doing in this moment to not only be a better person, but to be the light that ripples out into the world? And so conscious of what you say, how you treat people, how you show up. And I think that that's one of the reasons why I find working on this show such a privilege. Because there's an energy about this show. There's an energy about what the DL Link does, that there are cancer warriors, their family, their friends, everyone is held in this link. And people within the community show up each and every day. They are the light, and the light ripples out. And that's what the show does. It allows you to be the light. And so no matter how despondent I feel, it's when I tune into that energy that I remember the bigger picture, the real purpose. And when I hear extraordinary stories, I'm reminded. And I really hope, you know, what I'm saying, for some of you, you may think, what on earth is Nikki going on about? And maybe there may be one or two of you that go, okay, I get it. Because It just seems really, really dark at the moment. But we are the light. We are the light. And so I just hope that the stories that we bring you today will bring the light. And I think that our first story certainly will, because Bryony Alexander has been living with cancer for 29 years, diagnosed when she was 16 years old. She's going to share her story and how she is able to find the light after so many challenges since the age of 16. Then we're also going to be talking about diet, health, healthy eating, and also focusing on healthy eating in your older, more mature years. But before we get there, I just want to remind you that it's this time of the years when the year when we're running and we're riding and we've got fundraising events. And so for runners and riders, and perhaps you're both, and of course for you, our DL Link supporters, something really big is coming up. And for the first time ever, we're actually heading to the Cape Town Marathon, and it's on its way to becoming one of the majors. So it's about a new city and a new race, although, of course, the same powerful purpose. So whether you've pounded the pavement with us before or you're ready for the first big challenge, this is going to be your moment. So join Team DL Link. Help us make it huge and loud and proud and always deeply meaningful. So riders, mark your calendars, because Ride Joburg this year is on October the 26th. Save the date. It's one mission. It's two cities, both of them on Sundays. So let's run, let's ride, let's make it count. If you want to find out more, if you want to sign up, go to email events@dllink.co.za. That is events@dllink.co.za. Bryony Alexander, a nasopharyngeal cancer warrior. Bryony, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me on the show.
Lovely, lovely to have you on the show, Bryony. And I've been reading your story, and really for 29 years you've been in remission, but there've been many, many challenges along the way. But let's go back to you at the age of 16 being diagnosed with this incredibly rare cancer. We don't often talk about nasopharyngeal cancer, NPC. It's not that common, is it?
No, it's not common at all. So at the age of 16 in 1995, I was diagnosed with nasopharyngeal cancer. And this is actually a case study at the hospital at the time. It was not discovered. And yes, I'm actually it marks this year 30 years that I'm actually in remission.
Wow. I mean, I'm just thinking at the age of 16 being diagnosed, what were your symptoms at the time? Because I'm looking at symptoms for NPC, which could be a blocked, painful or ringing ears, a blocked nose, one side progressing to both sides, sometimes nosebleeds, sometimes no symptoms and just maybe a lump on the neck. That's if it's spread to the lymph. And I mean, I know you live now back in Cape Town. I mean, in Joburg, this time of the year, we've got blocked noses, we've got bleeding noses. You know, we always get to that point when we go, what's going on? What were your symptoms?
So my symptoms was a very sore throat. At the time, I couldn't swallow as well. I found it hard to eat. And also, I had swollen lymph nodes. Right at the back of my ears. It was totally swollen and kind of inflamed.
And then once the doctor had diagnosed the cancer, what was your treatment? I mean, this is a long time ago, Bryony. I mean, I know that, you know, treatments have changed, things have changed, but all those years ago, as you say, nearly 30 years ago,
yes, this was actually all done in Cape Town. So I was referred to a GP, and then the GP referred me to an oncologist. I had really great support at the hospital that I was at, and then they discovered it was rare cancer. I could not receive an operation at the time, as it was quite far along. they immediately put me on chemotherapy and radiation treatment.
How long were you on the chemo and the radiation treatment for?
I was diagnosed in June of 1995. So I started the chemo, and that lasted at least 2 months. After that, I needed to have a month of radiation. So by that November of 1995, I was all clear, and I started my remission.
And Bryony, did you I know that after that you had issues because of the, because I mean we're talking about radiation on your neck, on your jaw. That's where you've got this radiation, and it damaged your teeth. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So basically, my bones softened right in my jaw. I need to have a jaw operation. It was told that eventually I would have to have full dental extraction, which happened years after. And I am not actually allowed to have a bottom denture, as it affects, it still could affect my bone area.
Wow. Bryony, you know, the story is so important and the line isn't that good. We can't hear you that well. So we're going to take a break. And then Craig is going to try and reach you on Zoom. We're going to see what we can do. But let's take a break in the meantime and let's try and get you on so that we can really hear you very clearly. So just a quick break and we'll be back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. We have Bryony Alexander, a nasopharyngeal cancer warrior, on the show today. Bryony has been sharing her story, how at the age of 16, just 16, she was diagnosed with a very rare cancer, nasopharyngeal cancer. She had to undergo chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and Bryony, just before the break, was sharing how 4 years after that she had to have her teeth removed because they had been affected by the radiation therapy. Bryony, welcome back.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you.
Hi there. Sorry, we did try with the Zoom, but we couldn't get you, so we're back on the WhatsApp, but it's really lovely to hear you, Bryony. I'd love to know, because we don't have that much time left, and you know, you've been through quite a time. I know that in this time you've also had to have your thyroid removed. You came to live in Joburg for a while, you've gone back to Cape Town. But with all of it, you know, what struck me was your attitude, talking about taking things one day at a time, to live, to laugh, to love, has always been your motto. And I really want to speak to this, Bryony, because, you know, for someone who's been challenged since the age of 16 and still affected today, how do you do that? I mean, do you wake up in the morning and you talk yourself into it? Or is that just how you are? Please speak to that for us.
Yeah, definitely, Nikki. So one of my mottos is live one day at a time, live, laugh, and love. Also, the support of my family has always been really great through prayer. And, you know, difficult roads can lead to beautiful destinations. I'm really a survivor of my own ship, and God has always been the captain of that. There's one phrase that I live by, and that is, we live not for the destination, but for the journey. And that means I'm living for the true value of life, you know, not to simply just reach for goals or achievements or the end point, which is the destination, but in the process of getting there, the journey, the challenges, everyday life, evolving, and the lessons, relationships in that journey. In essence, it's a reminder to appreciate the present life and enjoy every experience as it happens on a daily.
Wow. And I mean, as you say, you talk about your family and support, and I love this idea, that you're not focusing on this destination, but that the journey and this present moment. So the question, Bryony, I mean, is this something that you've developed? Has this something that you've worked on over the years? Are you getting better at it? Because we all know that we all have days when we can feel so positive and be more present and enjoy things. And then we have days when we simply don't. What's that like for you?
You said definitely think you have your ups and downs, and I think what worked for me is, you know, from a very early age, and when I was 16 years old, I had a very strong family, you know, that supported me fully. I've had a good career life as well. I challenge myself every day, health-wise, not always easy eating well, but yes, I try to eat better. That helped me. Exercise. I'm a big avid beach lover, so going to the beach for me is healing in itself. Staying positive, I'm very strong, so I've always motivated myself to stay positive.
Ah, I love that. And I love that, you know, there are lots of people who live in the Cape, and live in Cape Town, Bryony, and they never go to the beach. So the fact that you love it and you go is very much, yeah, the present moment, because I suppose it's such a perfect example of living in this beautiful Cape Town and going, okay, I'll get there. I've just got to do this and I've got to do that. And everything you speak to is about, yeah, not the destination, but the journey, and really leaning into that journey. So, Bryony, I just want to thank you for joining us. You know, I'm sorry that it was intermittent, that we didn't have you for a longer period of time. But I think, you know, I started the show and I spoke about how can we be a light in the world. And I think that you've highlighted something very important. And that is, instead of always focusing on this future, maybe we should just drop into this moment now and see what lights us up and what is already lit in this moment. And that's what I'm going to be taking away from our discussion today. So thank you so much, Bryony. It's been lovely having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It is a privilege to be here on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bryony. Take care, go well, and only good health, good health. Bryony Alexander, nasopharyngeal, the cancer warrior, that rear head and neck cancer. And again, you know, we hear people say the importance of the present moment. We say it, it comes out of our mouths. Oh, this moment is so important. How can you right now be in this moment? That's the question. We're going to take a break. After the break, Dr. Charlene Wahlberg, who's a general practitioner and who also has a master's in nutritional science practices at Netcare Lingsfield Hospital, will be joining us, and we're going to be looking at eating and obesity and eating, how we should be eating as we get older. So all things nutrition and food coming your way in a moment. We'll quick break and we'll be back.